General Secretary election. Joe Grady just clings on B. Gardner, UK member. Incumbent General Secretary of the University and Colleges Union, UKU, Joe Grady, has been narrowly re-elected, with half the first preference votes that she won in 2019. This result was not the decisive backing for her leadership that she hoped it would be. There were less than 200 votes between her and second-place candidate Ewan McGawley, and 65% of the first preference votes went to the three opposition candidates. In 2019, Grady was seen as the spearhead of the no capitulation pushback against attempts by then General Secretary Sally Hunt to prematurely end the 2018 pension strike. In last year's NEC election, coming just after national strike action, Grady's faction made gains. But this year's results clearly indicate a declined confidence in Grady's leadership. Among the union activists, there is widespread frustration with the higher education strike pause and other retreats. It is indicative of Grady's direction of travel that last year she accepted a 16.3% pay rise, taking her salary to over £125,000, despite having pledged not to accept any offer above that of FE members. The General Secretary results also confirm the Socialist Party's analysis that had the left groupings come together to agree a single candidate on a left program, they could have stood a serious chance of winning. The combined vote for the two left candidates, Sarah Weiner and Vicky Blake, was higher than Grady's vote. As a paid official, Grady is constrained by the decisions of the now left-leaning NEC and two sectoral subcommittees, the HEC and FEC, which have the mandate to set industrial action and can, if properly organized, use their mandates to direct the activities of the General Secretary. This is why Grady has consistently undermined these committees, and her manifesto pledges more of the same, including plans to modernize the democratic structures of the union. Grady is already actively organizing against the outgoing left-led FEC to override the decision to move to an aggregated ballot in that sector. This makes more urgent the need for those who want a democratic fighting union to organize democratically at every level of the union. Bringing together the various left groupings could be a part of that process, as well as reaching out to draw together all those members who want to campaign. Grady has already been pushed further than she wanted due to pressure from the members. UKU should be a member-led union, and, if organized, it will be members, including their accountable representatives on the NEC, that determine the extent of action taken in the coming period.